Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
$320 million chump change, right? But that seems to be separating the two increasingly now agreeable sides of the NFL lockout debate this morning. Players are waiting to take a formal vote on a proposed settlement, and we're now one big step closer to a full football season. That's got to be making you happy, Nando DeFino.
Oh, yeah. This speculation and all the rumor mongering and stuff has been driving me crazy, so... Yeah. We're almost there.
Nando DeFino of the Wall Street Journal. So tell me exactly, what do we know about this proposed settlement?
They're being kind of vague with the details. There's still some things they have to settle, like with the three other lawsuits and the money that's coming around. But it seems like whatever kind of vague deal that is happening right now, the sides seem optimistic that something's going to get done soon. So I'm not sure like how they're going to split the money or any of that kind of stuff yet. It's just the fact that we have the NFL lead negotiator, this guy Jeff Pasch, talking about it and saying we're close. You know, it's going to go to a vote. It's just a good, like, you know, the details don't matter at this point. Let's just get it on.
All right. So, you know, and hopefully this gives us hope for what's going on in Washington, right? I mean, if both sides of the NFL lockout could come to an agreement, certainly the politicians can. But this means if they give us a yes vote, if there's a yes vote from the players, does that mean a full season?
Yeah. And in fact, it means more than a full season. They can still pretty much salvage the preseason. And on August 7th, there's the Hall of Fame game, which they play, around the Hall of Fame inductions. So that might even be played. If they can finish this, I think in the next 2 days might be the deadline. They might actually be able to play. It's probably going to be messy, but they might actually be able to play this August 7th game in the preseason.
It could be like the busiest time ever for the NFL as they rush around to get everything done. I mean, what kind of things are they going to have to get done in within like 24 to 48 hours?
Well, I mean, there are going to be so many free agent moves and trades. A couple of the agents I talked to said, just look. Have your computer on. If you're really a transaction junkie, this is going to be the best time ever for you. Because when they lifted the lockout for a couple days over the summer or late spring, the teams could talk to some of the players right before the draft.
Right.
And so some of them have kind of an indication of who's out there and what they're looking for. But he says over these 3 or 4 days when they're just going to be a transaction flurry and it's going to go crazy. And people are going to be changing teams. There are going to be trades. There are going to be free agents signed. It's going to be like a bonanza.
It's going to be a lot of business for sports writers like yourself, Nando DeFino of the Wall Street Journal. As I said, what's now at issue, it appears to be $320 million. $320 out of a $9 billion industry, that seems like a small amount of money.
It does, but, you know, it's just, I think it's more of the principle of the thing that I think that the $324 is the amount that the players think the owners owe them because of what happened last year with kind of restricting salaries. It's a huge legal mess, but I think it's more of a principle kind of thing. And football players, they have a lot of pride. They put their bodies through a lot for playing. And, you know, it's not so much that everyone's going to get a piece of the billion-dollar pie. It's that some of these guys on the lower end of rosters could use the extra money, stuff like that.
And thank God the Hall of Fame game is preserved here. America is sighing a huge sigh of relief, Nando.
It's a happy day.
Yeah.
Hey,
I never missed that one.
Get off of his cloud. Nando DeFino, very happy Wall Street Journal sports writer, contemplating the end of the NFL lockout and possibly a complete season with preseason and all that other stuff. Nando DeFino, thanks so much.
Oh, anytime.